From the heart of the earth to the world, RTI.
Welcome back to part two, boys and girls, a postcard from Pop Rad with me, Eric Wiltshire, here in the beautiful Tattery Mountains, and Lee Banks over on the other side of the pond, with a piece of wet string and two cans to get to us.
It's floating on an iceberg.
Floating on an iceberg. Yeah, we'll come to those ones later as well. I just love these stories that keep coming out. This is typical for me of what's wrong with print media at the minute.
Yeah,
because the BBC is refusing to comment on reports it plans to close two of its radio stations and scale back its web presence to make £600 million worth of savings. Allegedly, the BBC Asian Network and Six Music will be closed under some proposals that were reported in The Times. The Times claims that measures are part of a plan due to be made public this month to reduce BBC services and focus on quality over quantity.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the BBC for you, then.
No. Actually, Six Music is a very good radio station. It's just not in tune with the old duffers who write
at the
Times.
With the rest of the world.
No, with the old duffers that write at the Times. A spokesman for the corporation said she would not comment on speculation.
No, quite rightly too.
Absolutely. But there was
£600 million for high quality programming. How are we going to do that then? Have you seen the rubbish that's on the BBC?
No, it's not.
Do you know?
No, it's not.
What?
It's not.
What's not?
It's
not.
It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. It's not. What they're proposing is that the BBC should do more cultural shares. And
whatever happened to Noggin the Nog?
Exactly. Entertainment stuff. And apparently they should stop doing this and do more cultural programming for people like them what reads The Times.
Because it'll I'm so getting annoyed about this.
You know what? No.
You don't want culture and education on the BBC.
I do. Yes, I do. I do.
Like EastEnders.
I love EastEnders. Actually, really good programme. But I don't want the stupid
amateurs. Do you see the one they did live?
Yeah, it's good.
They didn't even know who killed him in the end.
They did, because the girl admitted it. But what they and I can see why some of the highbrow newspapers are going with this, boys and girls.
Why
and watch
highbrow
it.
Highbrow newspaper, The Times. Why is The Times a highbrow newspaper?
God knows.
I'm already going to attack you over this. It is not a highbrow newspaper.
It's not. I quite agree, but they think they are. And
no,
they will
not.
Talk. They will present. They will talk like this. They will go, and we went to the new whatever it's called, the Tate Modern, and there was this luxurious image of this, that and the other in some lovey speak, which basically means it's crap.
Well, you could continue that for a while, couldn't you?
Unbelievable. And the bottom line is, there's so many journalists who are not good enough to work for the BBC or beyond the BBC.
No, they should be on the internet.
So therefore, what they're doing is they keep attacking the British Broadcasting Corporation to try and get more cultural, lovey stuff on that nobody wants. Therefore, the ratings for all the radio stations will go down the toilet. And the next headline will be, nobody listens to the BBC, it should be axed.
And what do you think they should have on the BBC?
Fun.
You name me the best.
Entertainment.
The BBC.
Fun.
Give me one. What? Like, in it to win it?
Yeah, why not?
Well, what? Yeah, oh, very entertaining.
If I want to watch the man
who had one joke in the whole of his career and he used that in 1983.
If I want to watch serious news, I'll watch a news channel. I've done for a long, 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 long time. If I want to have some escapism after coming, I don't live in.
Where would you put the news on the BBC then?
On the News 24, on the News 24 channel. I wouldn't have it on BBC One.
You'd have one channel, say BBC One, just taking it for instance.
I'd take the news off. I'd take the news off completely.
So what you'd have is nothing but Dale Winton on Channel One.
No, that's not what I said.
I'm just painting
a picture here. If I was to be living in the UK, which fortunately I don't, I've got coming at me every day. There's the end of the planet's happening. Bankers are doing this. Recession's doing this. It's so English. It's so positively negative But I want channels which make me laugh. I want some channels that give me a bit of escapism, like they used to years and years and years ago. Yeah, I'd love a new version of Tomorrow's World, which has never been done, on an entertainment channel. I want that sort of thing. I enjoy sort of fishing programmes. I enjoy foodie programmes. I don't really care about what the papers say because I couldn't give a cuss. I want something that just gives me a little bit of relaxation after a stressful day in the office, and I can laugh, because making you laugh is actually good for weight loss, by the way. And and it really, really helps people get a grip of things. Well, I want to watch the news.
How can it help them get a grip of because things? I'll just let you carry on there for a few seconds, just to see if you can hand yourself.
Right, but so why do you go on holiday then? What's the purpose of going on holiday? Nothing.
The reason I go on holiday is because I get to write about it.
Well, that's because you're not taking it from a stance, the normal stance. If most people go on holiday go on holiday to, in one variant of the words or another, to recharge their batteries. You can do that in the evening if you haven't got some morose programme talking about some woman who's messed her bed.
Hey?
On the television, as
she's
a culture,
on the television, you entertainment programme.
Yeah. It's been done. You haven't got these other blokes that I don't know. The Damien Hirst thing—that's culture, and I think it sucks.
Yeah, but Eric, there is. You see, we have this very dichotomous view here.
That's a big word.
I admit, hold my hands up, I'm quite proud to say that I am a tabloid journalist. I've been and always will be.
Yes.
We are, on the one hand, according to the Philistine community that you are rapidly becoming king of, right? We are, right, we are the people who have no culture, who present Cheryl Cole. And
I don't care about her
like that as culture. But what we actually do, is present you,
yes,
our lovely reader, with everything from the stories about Paul Gascoigne, right through to the biggest.
I'm not interested. I'm just not interested.
What we do is because we're professionals, we present them in ways that are entertaining and interesting. Uh-huh. And that is our job. Now, if you had a channel on the BBC, say Channel 1, just for instance.
Now, let's pretend we've got a cultural
entertainment programmes. You would be bored out of your brains within a minute. If BBC Two was all about sport, then interested.
That reminds me. Everybody's getting ready for the Chinese Grand Prix, which is not far away. Yes! Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. And I can't wait
What's that got to do with anything? And where would you put that? You wouldn't have that. You would never see anything about that on Channel 1, would you?
What, on BBC One?
No.
Of course you would.
Not in your world.
Why? It's entertainment.
He's right, that's the last thing he is. He definitely isn't entertainment.
Now, you see, you're now saying that something that millions think is entertaining is not entertaining.
You don't think Bob Dylan's entertaining. Billions of people think he's entertaining.
When?
We can all have an opinion, but what you can't do is force your opinion on the rest of the audience.
I agree. Now, there we agree. That's why.
Now, so you want to take all the culture, all the interesting things,
and put them onto a channel. Let's give
you know what was the last thing that was interesting on the BBC?
What?
Peter Polyakov's play about the library in the back room of somebody's little house. A beautiful two-part play. And that is 2.5 years ago. And that is the last time the BBC had any entertainment on it worthwhile.
Really? Yes. How many people watched that then? Two?
I told Eric, I'm just about to say that.
You see, there's millions that watch the popular programmes, and that's why I quite agree. There should be a channel for cultural shows in countries wherever it's possible. When you've got digital television, you can do it. That's why there is a BBC 4 in the UK for cultural programmes, where they have people...
Don't forget!
Why not?
I don't know. Come on, I'll just nip on the street and ask somebody else. I don't know why we can't get it, but the majority of people can't get it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I'm really, 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 really sorry.
No, Eric, it's not your fault either. It's neither my fault nor your fault. Postcard from Pop Rad is completely in the clear in this matter. It's not to do with us.
The fact is, the vast majority of the country who have swapped to digital can get BBC Four if they want to. It's just whether the people at newspapers can actually turn around and go, oh, by the way, boys, if you want loads of culture, it's on BBC Four, which they won't do because they'd rather attack rather than say, hey, this is good.
You know why? Well, I've not been a TV critic for about 15 years, but when I was a TV critic,
yes,
I didn't particularly attack things unless they were rubbish.
Right.
And the reason is
fair
the
news.
Television is filled with rubbish. It's filled with adverts and rubbish. The adverts are held together by rubbish.
Right.
Like,
what's that got
like
to... Excuse me. Excuse.
I like little flies.
What's adverts got to do with terrestrial BBC in the UK? They don't have adverts.
I'm just widening the argument. I'm not saying for a second that the BBC don't have proper placement and everything else that goes on in this world. You can see it all the time.
No.
All I'm saying to you, on your premise, right,
yeah,
you would say, right, what we'll do in schools, right, we will teach everybody the basics of mathematics, right? We'll teach them all the 2 to the 10 times or the 12 times table.
That's a good thing.
Everybody else wants to learn a bit more about the culture of maths and the spectacularity of maths, then they'll have to go into another classroom, which is like another channel.
Well, that's actually a good education system, Lee. You've just given me a good education system. Perfect one, because...
people are not getting the education that they deserve. Because
if somebody's got a greater skill to talk on the radio rather than add numbers up, then there's no problem.
See, he doesn't listen.
If people have an ability for, shall we say, graphics or the written English over mathematics... over mathematics, then they should be encouraged to specialise in the areas which is going to help them where they have a skill set.
You know what? That's basically what the education system is supposed to do.
Correct.
You've got to remove all the culture, all the higher education from the people unless they specifically choose to go from it.
No.
What actually happens now is that they are given the opportunity to learn it. We all learn everything.
No. What I'm proposing and would love to see more of is to extend consumer choice in the media.
And
extend consumer choice in the media whereby there is a channel for light entertainment, like the good old BBC used to do. There is a more off-the-wall version of entertainment with slightly more risque modern comedies and those sort of things. There should be a channel which has comedy and entertainment for younger audiences. No, I'm not talking about children. I'm talking about younger people, maybe 35 to 15 years old. And there should be a cultural channel. Now, that's extending, not degrading. It's extending viewer choice. Simple.
That's like asking Daniel O'Donnell to record everything from Tying a Yellow Ribbon to Sympathy for the Devil.
No.
Because everybody will be able to listen to it.
No. And that, my friend, is what BBC 1, 2, 3 and 4 are in the UK. Only journalists very rarely bother to look further than the end of the first page.
No, because it's boring. Because there isn't anything worth looking at.
You're deciding what's boring and what's not.
My mind's deciding what's boring and what's right. not. By the simple fact that...
Formula One...
I'll look at myself and say, what kind of torpor has he got into tonight? Because of absolute rubbish.
There are some great programs, some great formats that do work across many countries. One of which is
Stick Your Baby on the Naughty Step. There's one.
No,
for you.
No.
How entertaining
is
that?
In the UK, it's, I can't remember the name of the program here. Is in Slovakia. Come dine with me.
I've got a doggy, and no, it's a bit naughty.
Come
there's
dine.
Brilliant program.
Come dine with me. Which I think
I
is.
I love Come Dine with Me. All right. Best thing on telly.
That, you just, you see, now that's light entertainment. And it moves across various countries. It's in Slovakia.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's in Slovakia, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
To live there. Then.
They actually had some British people on there not that long ago cooking traditional English food, which some of the Slovaks didn't tend to like very much. but that doesn't matter.
Well, I don't like it. I'm over here.
The fact is that, you know, there are sports on which I'm sure there are somewhere on the television that I just can't be bothered to watch. And yet I like Formula One, which you don't, and that's fair enough. Therefore, there should be other places for it to be.
It's not that I don't
together.
Like Formula One. It's just that I find Preparation H works better.
I can't see the point. But there's a great thing that actually Sky promotes a lot these days, where they've got like an arts channel. And I think that's fabulous because they've got an arts channel. They have a book programme on there, yeah, for bookie people. And guess what? It's not on their light entertainment channel, which is Sky One. So they keep.
Why can't books be light entertainment? This is what I can't understand.
Because they're not light entertainment. Most of the stuff that comes out is boring diatribe.
Books are the very basis of story. Well, no, there are three elements in story. One is for it to happen. Two is for somebody to relay it. And then three is for somebody to write it down. And books are what stories are based on. They are the things that inform the world. The difference
give
between
the film.
Internet and a book is that the book doesn't get it wrong.
The fact. Give me the film with the book. I'll watch that.
Spell it wrong.
Give me the book. Give me the film with the book and I'll watch it.
Yeah, but generally, the film doesn't represent the book.
This is the same argument again.
We've never had this argument before.
Have we not?
In the real world.
I don't want to see
it. Argue, ladies and gentlemen. He's been arguing with me all week.
I just can't be bothered. I just can't be bothered. I want to just chill out when I get in. If I want to watch a documentary program, I will do. If there's a program about Jimi Hendrix, the documentary on BBC4 or another network around the planet, then that's great. And I will do what I used to do many years ago, which is look at the entertainment that's available. I say to myself, I'll have that one, that one, that one, and that one, and I'll fill my other time with something different. And that's the whole point. But for these people to say, it must be more cultural, get a life. The fact is, nobody cares.
The public get a life by making things more cultural.
They don't. They don't.
Dumb down the intellect of a nation.
We're not
build it up.
Exactly. I think people should be proud of the country they live in.
It doesn't improve the intellect of a country.
What's the internet got to do with this? We started with television.
Oh, Daniel O'Donnell.
And if you want diverse music, which is what they run about, listen to Six Music, because you will find
Six Music is very good, yeah.
Absolutely. So you've got a journalist who clearly doesn't know what he's talking about, writing about stuff, and if they get
Radio 7's very good as well.
It is. Oh, you mean it's a collective of places where you can get the sort of material that all goes together nicely rather than mixing it all up? Oh, gosh!
No, you get everything from Tony Angpot to Shakespeare on there.
And what's the theme? It's a talkie station plays readings.
Oh, a talkie station.
It's a talkie station. Sorry, it's the word that comes out, and it
the
is
word comes out. The word does come out.
Yeah. it's everything from plays. It's all about plays and books, and it fits together well. You do not, unless you're a moron, suggest that in the middle of a music program you put 30 minutes of diatribe about somebody's pathetic picture that's hanging up in the Tate Gallery. Nobody will be interested. They'll turn off. And what they'll do,
I turn on for that.
And what they'll do, I'll tell you what they'll do, they'll shove all the listeners over to commercial radio, and then somebody will say, good good. This is marvellous. Let's close the BBC. We don't need it anymore.
Yeah, but commercial radio is just as bad. And the reason that commercial radio is just as bad is because the same sort of people run both commercial and the BBC.
No, they do
and
not.
And they don't actually. It's like, it what? Really is very much the same as editing a newspaper. You have to be able to have a magazine mix of subjects and things. The basic elements are...
I think we've got to the point, boys and girls.
And make them upset. Make them furious.
Absolutely. Which is why print journalists could never, ever programme a radio station whatsoever. We're going to kill that subject for a minute because we've only got a few minutes left, so we'll carry on with some other nice things. Apparently, EMI are going back to court over that silly song that the Girl Guides used to sing. The Kookaburra. Was it the Kookaburra song or something like that?
Kookaburra song, yeah.
That's the one. So they're going back to court. No, I don't either. They're going back to court. Lee's not going to like this one either. Well, you might do, actually. Italian court has convicted three Google executives in a trial over a video showing an autistic teenager being bullied. Good. Absolutely marvellous. Do you know what the bloke said?
What?
It wouldn't happen in England.
We just do it on our phones, don't we?
No, but the guy's actually
in England. That's all right. We're English.
The guy's actually said it's despicable. It's wrong. It's a ridiculous case. Says one of them. No, it's not. That's the law of the land that you're in. And if the law says do that, that's what you do. You don't like it, get out of it. And that is the trouble with some of these people who are just too big for their boots.
I agree.
Hey.
I agree. It's the law of the land and you should stick to it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
But you know what? The people who make the law of the land should stick to it too. The law of this land says basically pay something and then we're all friends. But what happens in this land is they send you a letter again, like the council tax people. Mm-hmm. They send you a letter saying you haven't paid, you say, well, they have. And then you have to go through a whole process of probably to prove that you paid.
But Lee, just think how much you're helping. How much you're helping. Yeah. The unemployment figures are down purely because of all the grief you give people.
You know what? This is a true thing, right? And it's quite interesting and might have some scientific value in the near future. Uh-huh. Do you know that this is how I answer the phone? If you were a call centre and you phoned me up, right, this is what I would say to you.
No, don't say that. I've heard you do it. Don't say that on the radio.
No, not that one.
Oh,
no, that's the farewell message. The introductory message is... when they say, hello, is that Mr. Banks speaking? You say, who's asking? And I use that inflection in my voice. I go, who's asking? Because I sound...
That's true. I've heard you do it. That's true.
Yeah. And you know what? Last week, three call centres when I said, who's asking? Like that, in that sort of cool voice. Hung up on me. Right? And you know, this is the truth, and I am monitoring this situation. I will keep monitoring this because I think we've had a breakthrough here.
Yep.
I have not had... one call off one call centre in the last 8 days.
Blimey.
You know what? I think they banned me.
Good. They're probably happy about that. apparently, developers have fallen out with Apple because of its decision to ban some adult-themed applications from its iPhone.
I should say they've got the pick. With Apple.
Oh, that's got the pit with Apple. Apparently,
that's to the core of the story. Thousands
of apps with adult-themed content have been removed from the store. Some, such as one from Playboy, remain. Apple said that certain apps were removed following customer complaints. Yeah, This is the problem. It's people thinking, oh, I can put bums and boobs on the internet and it's fine. Why don't we have some blood and guts as well, boys and girls? Let's just let all the children around the planet watch people killing themselves, doing ladies and gentlemen, doing all this stuff. No! Good on you, Apple.
Absolutely. Good on you, Apple, as well.
Oh, Lee, yeah. I've just done it.
What have you done?
I've been nice to Apple. I'm going to have to lie down in the dark room now.
You won't lie down in a dark room. I'll finish the show. I agree with Apple. At last, somebody's actually stood up for decency.
Yes. Yes, I couldn't agree with more.
And the decency of this world has been brought to its knees by the internet, and it needs somebody like them to stand up and say, no, we're not.
Excuse me. Has anybody around the world ever seen a newspaper called The Sun?
I don't, you do this to me!
It's a very, very famous newspaper. And before the internet came along, it developed a page, which I think was number 3, where it had young ladies, like the gorgeous, delectable, wonderful... Samantha Fox on it, with their boobies hanging out.
Yeah.
So before...
You don't want to be married to them, the wall in your studio!
So before all of that lot, on came the newspapers peddling porn, and then they blamed the internet for it. Yeah, right.
I've never seen her on a bicycle, and B, it's not porn if you've got your bitters out!
Yeah, tell that to some parent who's trying to explain all this lot. Apparently the Press Complaints Commission in the UK should have teeth. You're right. Oh, dear. There's a bunch of MPs who are very upset with the governing body of the media in the UK, and they are suggesting that the PCC should have lots of teeth. The woman who runs it turns up and says, not if it gets in the way of freedom of the press.
Yeah, absolutely.
And moving along, there's a big report out today which says that magazines should have a little symbol on them. The UK is just becoming such a nanny state. Should have a little symbol on them to denote when pictures that are in the media have been airbrushed. Now, if they did that in the case of Eric and Lee, there'd be more little images than there would be pictures. But they say, and they're quite serious on this, they say the airbrush picture is causing so much distress to youngsters as to a problem.
I agree. Airbrush pictures are... If newspapers are going to be accused of telling lies, because I'm sure we'll return to this subject at a
I'm sure we
day,
will.
Because I'll also keep all my subjects till next week now.
It's your fault. You started it, not me.
But I forgot what I was... Just carry on now. I'm upset. I was having a really nice time until I completely forgot what I was talking about there.
There speaks a tabloid journalist, boys and girls.
I think that's terrible. That is a real lie within the book. But having said that, these airbrushed images make no difference. What about Marilyn Monroe?
Say no more. That's it, boys and girls. That was Postcard from Pop Rap with Lee and Eric. We're going to run away now. So, Lee, say goodbye to the people.
Goodbye to everybody. Thank you for listening. It's been wonderful.
And from me, Eric Wiltshire, in the base of the Tatry Mountains, see you soon. Take care, boys and girls. Bye-bye.
RTI.
Coming up next week on Audio Boo, it'll be Lee and Eric back again. We'll be doing our same stuff, and we'll be introducing you to some special guests. Do not miss next week's Boo.
From the heart of Europe to the world... This is RTI.